This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Be hooking up perhaps with comedian Al Jackson momentarily. He's our mountain time zone correspondent. That may be a technical issue.
It's happened again.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Okay, let's introduce who is here. That would be a comedian Brent Terhune on his way to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
That's true. And then the Fort Wayne Comedy Club on Saturday.
There you go. What's the name of the place in the UP?
It's a casino. It's in Brimley, Michigan.
Okay. Giggle Butts.
Yeah. You'll meet the Youpers.
The Youpers.
The Youpers up in the UP. That's Chick McGee sighing across the way at the orangeinsults.com sports desk. We'll be reviewing a few matters of the sporting news in a matter of seconds.
Huh?
Because we have men's college basketball to talk about. It starts today. There's Christy Lee. You'll find her at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. There's Josh. This is Tom speaking. Hello.
We look toward Christy's bracket because this will be fun because she's a girl. What happened?
No, you know what? I have no idea. I just filled
out. It sounds like a pretty good bracket to me.
Names.
And your final four is?
Duke, Virginia, Michigan, and North Carolina.
Those are pretty
good. I
got
three of those.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think Duke, Virginia, and North Carolina are all three number one seeds.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Michigan's a number two seed.
No, yeah, well, Michigan's, but Gonzaga's the only number one seed you're missing.
Yeah, I have them getting beaten by Michigan.
There you go.
Now, speaking of seeds, in a different
context. Is it too early to plant tomato seeds?
Yes.
Too early?
Yes, check, unless you're planting them
check
inside.
Check local listings.
Can you get them started inside?
Yeah, you can get them started inside.
Is this an agronomy show? Could we chill on the... we're talking about vasectomies here.
What about that Kondo chick? We could talk about her some more.
Marie Kondo?
Yeah. Get your tomato plants all neat, ready to go.
Line them up.
Do you love...
could say thank you as they're growing.
Thank you.
We live in a culture in which people watch other people play video games and they watch a lady clean up people's closets.
Does your shirt spark joy for you today?
This shirt?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. It's nice.
I cleaned up my underwear drawer yesterday.
Did you?
Threw out a bunch of underwear.
Yeah.
Make you feel good?
50 pair. Yeah.
I ordered a bunch and I hate it, so I had to order some new ones.
You had 50 pairs of underpants?
Yeah, the underwear drawer had
taken over.
Been a while.
Were they mating?
Huh?
Were they mating?
I don't know, but I hadn't worn a lot.
That's a lot of expendable underwear.
A lot of underwear.
Were you molting? I mean, what?
No, I just,
Well, good for you. See, maybe you're Marie Kondoing your own place.
How many pairs of underwear do you have?
You probably have, you know what? You say, oh, I have to, seven pair that I are Monday. No, I bet you have like 30 pair of underwear.
No, I'll bet you $1,000 I don't.
I'd like to see that.
I've got like 14.
See, even Josh has a lot of underwear.
I probably have eight, maybe. They're all exactly the same.
Yeah, me too.
They're all exactly the same.
I've got 14 pairs of the same pair of underwear.
Black?
Like your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not nice.
Did you have
common courtesy?
Do you have multicolored underwear? Do you?
Not so much. Black and gray.
Okay.
The boxer brief.
Now, comedian Brent Terhune, your underwear drawer, is it red like your big beard?
Sure. Whatever transition we need.
I'm somehow imagining.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're not
one of the nicest guys ever. Brent Terhune has given up in front of Tom Griswold.
Do you. Model your pubes in the same way do they jut out like your beard?
Do you shave a logo into them?
Yeah, a logo.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Brand awareness.
Really happy I came in today.
Okay, sorry.
How do I say that every time I'm on the show? Really appreciate you.
No, seriously, do you have...
Keep coming back.
I think it's an experiment. You should shave and come in and see how you're treated.
No, then I wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
Then he'd feel really bad.
The very not bearded Brent in the studio.
For some reason.
You're a boxer guy, right, Josh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're all different colors.
Mm.
Oh.
I have all different colors, too. I don't have the same color, but it's the same pair of underwear.
Same brand.
Same
type.
Same type, just different colors.
Yeah, same here.
Mine, too. All exactly the same. Christy, I suppose you have an array of...
Now, you remember the interesting... item about Christy is that when she starts a new relationship, all the old underwear goes out.
That's exactly right.
And she brings in the new underwear.
What?
You remember
this? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Just that item?
That's
Like, you know, when it's
socks
only once
too, or
every
no?
5 years, you really need to go through your drawers.
That's a good idea, though.
But you get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
much. What's the thinking behind it? Why do you do that?
Well, usually it's just I don't want somebody to see some underwear somebody else has already seen. It's kind of weird to me.
But take it down to the Goodwill.
They can look at your vagina.
But it's new to them.
You're still working with the same body parts. You know that,
it's
right?
New to them. They've never seen
it. Hang on one second. Ace, turn off, Josh.
I think it's respectful.
That is really interesting.
Hey. No.
I wish we had a psychiatrist on staff.
That is
what does that mean?
I've always been
so you
been
say
that way.
It, you, it's out of respect.
Respect is what you're doing. Craziest
okay.
part of it.
Now,
all right.
Hey, before you go where many men have gone before, let me reassure you. What's
I really
on the
know
outside.
You that well.
Yes.
This is getting to know
like
you,
it's
but
so
it is.
It's,
I do respect
it's
you.
Like she's re-gifting it, so she's wrapping it again.
This underwear.
Do you tell them, like, hey, just so you know,
no.
these are brand new, by
God,
the way.
No,
no one's
never,
ever seen me
no.
in these before.
Do you mini-pearl them? You leave the tag on just to let them know?
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
And let him take the tag
let him
on.
Know.
No.
Let him rip the tag off.
Now, let me
now
ask
you're
this.
Making this disgusting.
No, I can steer it from to a different place.
It's respectful.
Do you wash, when you get brand new underwear, do you wash it before you
absolutely.
Wear it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No.
No, never.
No.
No, it's the best thing ever. Put on the fresh new underwear right out of the package. Yes.
Yeah, we're Inspector Number 7 sneezed on it in Taiwan at some factory.
I have more I have more faith in my tiny Taiwanese underwear worker than you do.
I don't. Okay? They're bored to death. Can't wait to go on a break. I'll get this guy. He'll love that in his crotch.
Sorry. I have a brand new pair on today, actually.
Do you really?
I had not long.
Right out of the package?
Right.
Don't you find when they're right out of the package, they're a little starchy? You don't want to wash them once?
Not these underwear.
Oh, okay.
I went through Chick's garbage yesterday. I have a brand new pair on, too. It's new to me.
We are underwear brothers.
That is the voice of
old underwear
the voice of comedian Steve Ranisese. You may know him from the great TV show The League. He's currently working on some new projects and touring all over the country for some great live stand-up comedy. I wanted to get back to something real quick, Christy. We mentioned we had the 104-year-old lady that was arrested. What's the story here?
A 104-year-old woman was arrested to fulfill a bucket list wish.
Out.
Annie Brokenbrow.
Brokenbrow.
Was, quote unquote, detained by officers at her assisted living facility.
They were all in on it, and wasn't it cute?
In Bristol.
Yeah, well, yeah, but Josh, the body cavity search was a little rough.
Josh is outraged at an all-time new speed record during the reading of that.
She was handcuffed, taken to a police car, and according to the centenarian, she said, never been on the wrong side of the law. Officer Kelly Foyle said Ms. Brokenbrow was smiling and had a lovely time during her arrest.
That's sweet.
No. They should have arrested
her. Yeah, they should have thrown her down and give her the business.
Well, right.
What's her name?
Annie Brokenbrow.
Well, Ms. Brokenbrow, that's not the only thing that's going to be broken by the time Spike's through with you.
Oh, so now you've got a 104-year-old woman going to prison with a man.
Well, they're crowded, these jails. I'm sorry, but that's the...
It's co-ed? Your prison's co-ed, yeah. Is that right?
For the purposes of that attempted
Annie
joke,
Brokenbrow,
yes.
Annie Brokenbrow, she didn't...
That's kind of sweet.
I wouldn't have told anybody else in the home that it was a fake arrest, just to up my street cred.
Oh, yeah.
That would up your street cred.
Yeah, it would have been like murder, for sure.
Yeah. Some demented guy hitting the cops with his cane... Taking the tennis balls off the bottom of his
walker
thing and heaving them.
Take that.
Yeah, wow. That's a sweet story.
Did they fingerprint her and mugshot her and the whole deal?
I think they just took her out into the car.
Oh, God. Gave her a ride around the block.
That probably took an hour.
And she doesn't have many of those left.
Wow, that's cold.
Hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. She's going to live another 40 years.
Right.
Give her some prison ink.
A teardrop under one eye?
Hi, Gertie. What's that in your arm? It says, lay off, bitches. Wow.
Jeez, Gertie.
That is rough.
Oh, well.
Now, do you have a bucket list, Christy?
No, I don't.
Josh, you do. You have some stuff you want to do, right?
I have stuff I want to do.
Yeah, it's not so much a bucket list.
Yeah.
It's just a thing things I'd like to do.
What would they include?
Oh, I'd like to go to Australia. I'd like to swim with sharks. I'd like to...
You know, we'd like you to swim with sharks.
And they say, before you do it, kind of blood up.
Oh, really?
They call that. It's just a thing.
Chum up?
Yeah, chum
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan's got one in his backyard in his shark tank. You
of
can
course.
Just jump into that.
Oh, man.
What a shark. That's the worst Tracy Morgan I've ever
heard. I didn't know where we were.
Do you have a bucket
Good
list?
Good Stallone.
Time out.
Yeah, I was like, man.
Do you have a bucket list?
I don't.
Mr. Fun?
I don't.
Really?
No, I really don't. I got to start thinking about that.
Hmm. You know my bucket list. I want to leave you all behind and live in England for the rest of my life. You know that.
One of my buddies that isn't
good.
Tom.
Good, we'll come visit you. Will you have a guest room?
Oh, I need it. Well, I don't know if the box I'll be living in will have a
guest you will room have a very nice
a very roomy lean-to.
A shanty, if you will.
He's not going to need a lean-to living under the bridge and everything.
One of my friends that isn't Tom said that Josh's bucket list are just foods he wants to eat out of a bucket.
Top three foods in a bucket. Number one.
Oh, number
chicken.
One.
Fried chicken, of course.
Chicken. Yeah. KFC chicken.
What's number two?
What else is in a bucket?
Apples.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Very good.
Popcorn's in a bucket. Yeah.
Very good.
Number three. They have those
pizza. Hold on.
They have those cotton candy bales.
Pizza
like
bucket.
You can kind of buy those in a plastic bucket.
No.
Yeah, I don't like cotton candy, but I'm just saying it's in there.
Don't you find when you're eating cotton candy, you're really desperate?
Desperate for what? Joy
for
and happiness?
I just ate cotton candy 20 minutes ago.
As an adult?
There's like carnival music playing when I'm eating cotton candy.
Sure,
how is that a bad time?
Fair? Come on.
Just to me, it's so filthy. Surrounded by roustabouts.
Do you wash your cotton candy before you eat it too, Tom?
Dirty water.
Those carnies.
Yep, when you're out among the great unwashed.
Carnies.
Sorry, I'm having
look, you can't take it. Purelling.
I'm sanitizing right now.
You can't even think about it.
Steve, would you like
so filthy. All that filthy cotton candy.
Cotton candy, it makes my teeth. I have to go to the dentist.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's pure sugar.
My teeth are going to fall.
Just brush your teeth.
At the fair?
Well, as soon as you get home.
You might be one of the exhibits if you do that at the fair.
Step right up, see the man brushing his teeth.
You won't believe. A real human man.
With all his teeth.
You won't believe your eyes.
Those are real. You can pull on them.
Every year at virtually every state fair, and they haven't started coming down the pike yet, but typically we will get... It'll be at the so-and-so state fair this year. It's deep-fried fill-in-the-blank.
Right.
Oreos.
That's good.
I thought we could just make them come here, become reality.
Remember, it's been they've done deep-fried beer, deep-fried water.
Top three deep-fried. Number one, Snickers.
Deep-fried Snickers?
Oh, yeah.
Oreo.
Number two, Oreo, probably.
Wait, did you say beer?
Yeah,
they've had
deep-fried beer.
Deep-fried butter they did one year.
Deep-fried butter.
Corn
dog.
That was gross.
I didn't try the deep fried.
Josh loves corn dogs, number three.
I hate them.
He hates them.
Which is weird. I love cornbread and I love
what
hot dogs, but when you mix them together,
I would have no idea you deep fry liquid. I can't even imagine how you do it.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
How do you do it?
You just eat the deep fry.
And how do you know
it's like soaked into the deep fry? Yeah. Like a calzone soaked in with beer.
And I think it does
dough.
It does squirt like that cum down you were talking about.
And they have deep fried.
So you bite into it, it is juicy?
Yes.
Coca-Cola also.
Yeah, they've deep fried.
Oh, yeah.
What? Like,
yeah. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Last time I went to the fair, I thought they should do deep fried birth control. Jeez. We had too many people.
That'd be the only thing people like pass, hard pass.
Hey.
No thanks.
Ma'am, I think 12's enough. I meant deep fried butter.
Did you know that Cabela's, world's most famous outfitter,
this
is not
Cabela's.
A commercial, sells an emergency food bucket that has 80 servings
of?
We don't know.
What?
Of
mystery meat?
That's all it says.
This is for if there's
survivalists.
Right.
We should get six of those right now.
60 a serving. Just add water, meals, and our emergency food bucket.
Anything that comes in a bucket, your life is not really going that well if you're eating out of a bucket.
Or it's going perfect.
Can I ask how much it is? Because that might give us an indication as to what's in the bucket.
$80.
Let's say it's chicken.
And there are...
$80 sounds like chicken.
And there are flavors. Apple, blueberry, granola, red beans and rice, beef-flavored vegetable stew, western chili... Hearty potato soup and cinnamon rice pudding.
Okay. Are they all in one bucket?
All in one bucket.
No.
Mixed together.
I think the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
It's just a little packets for the survivalist in you.
In a bucket.
Okay, thank you very much. Christy Lee's at the news desk. Now we have a 104-year-old lady arrested.
Kinda.
Sorta. It was a joke thing.
Wasn't real.
Doesn't really count.
Looking at the video,
she didn't get pistol whipped or anything.
The way she's walking, it looks like she spent a little time in the big house.
I'm sure the diaper's just full.
Here's a suspect we're going to talk about. Led California Highway.
Did not get the laugh it deserved.
I was laughing.
I'm sure the diaper is full. I was going somewhere else, but that's much funnier.
A suspect who led California Highway Patrol on a chase Tuesday night started breakdancing. And then surrendered. The pursuit began in the Calabasas area and ended near the San Fernando Valley. A CHP cruiser finally bumped the car, spun it out. Driver got out, hands up, but did not appear to be fully complying with the officers pointing guns at him.
Jeez.
He's lucky he didn't get shot.
So a car chase ended in breakdancing.
Yeah, well, they didn't give me a chance to show my moves, okay?
The French Connection 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Mm.
I have a question.
That should have gotten a laugh from someone. Yeah.
I never saw that.
Thank you, Brent.
Perfect. Love it.
I get it. The French Connection, they're chasing a guy.
Two, yeah. Electric Boogaloo.
Boogaloo. Was that a movie, Electric Boogaloo?
Breaking Two, yeah.
Oh, it was called Breaking Two. Then
it was called Breaking Two, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh,
Electric
Boogaloo. So we had to be really plugged in to get the joke.
Marginally savvy of pop culture, yes.
As the scene became eliminated.
I have a question, though.
What? I didn't finish the story.
That's boring.
Yeah. Tom's done.
I'm done.
The video's funny, though.
No, tell me more. I'm just relaxing back here. They pull the guy over.
As the scene became illuminated by a law enforcement helicopter spotlight, the driver suddenly busted a move before being busted.
Had he just robbed a cardboard store? You can't just breakdance on the pavement, can
well,
you?
Well, yeah, I guess well, you can.
It rained that day.
He was already slick. Doing the Running Man.
Wow.
Did he do the worm?
I don't know. I didn't see the video.
So he did the, what's the word I'm looking for? He did the Macarena, and then he did the Miranda. You have the right to remain silent.
I got
to
be honest, French Connection 2, Electric Boogaloo is still the strongest joke from this.
No, it's not. Because you didn't say the first part of the joke.
What did he say? Yes, he did.
He just said the Electric Boogaloo.
No, I didn't. I said French Connection 2, Electric Boogaloo.
French Connection 2,
But the movie was called...
Breaking Two. So I combined the car chase aspect and the breakdancing.
But you should have said French Connection 2 and Breaking 2.
No!
Because I didn't know there was breakdancing. I didn't know what Electric Boogaloo
More
was.
Words always help a joke. That's what
Hi,
I
Hi, congratulations.
Get him tongue-tied.
Welcome to Joke Autopsy.
Yeah, always funny.
The anatomy of a joke. This guy, Christy's right. This guy could have gone, with lights.
And they have guns drawn. He comes out of the car, and instead of surrendering, gets down and starts breakdancing.
Yep.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't get shot.
I have a great joke. I can't tell.
Yes, just don't.
Yeah, please.
I'm concerned I gave that much.
Well, thank you very much, Christy. We have a new app out there, by the way, which is pretty cool, and there's a little contest we have going. You can answer some basketball questions, maybe win something from our friends at Orange Insoles at orangeinsoles.com. Don't forget their guarantee. Yeah, check it out. Check out the Bob and Tom app. It's free on Google Play. You can listen to this show as it happens on your favorite radio station. You can listen to replays, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you're a Bob and Tom VIP, you can watch the video stream right now on your phone. And it's all happening at the Bob and Tom app. We also have an opportunity for you to weigh in on the show. Give us your criticisms, your advice. Please condescend as much as possible and join the Junior Windbag Society. At the touch of a button, you can leave us a voicemail, an email, a text, etc., etc. We're coming right back with comedians Brent Terhune, Steve Ranazzisi. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
So, Chick, I says to the guy, says, I'm looking for drier balls. He says, have you tried an antiperspirant?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Professional comedian.
In our defense, backstage at the Bob and Tom Show.
That's right.
We were talking.
Don't
Chick
give
was,
away any secrets.
Chick was bragging that yesterday he went and bought himself new underwear. But today, what's arriving at your house?
New washcloths.
New washcloths. That's the kind of backstage banter.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that
and
I just
you
got...
you shot your mouth off about you have something new in the world of dryer sheets.
No, I don't like dryer sheets.
These dryer balls?
They're these big... They look like giant furry tennis balls.
So dryer balls.
Dryer balls.
They're dryer balls.
They're great. Yeah.
Would you like dryer balls?
Well, I'm sure. That's
try
why.
An antiperspirant.
How about that? One more time?
I don't like dryer sheets because they put that grease on your clothes.
No. They do not.
No, they don't.
My dry balls keep everything soft.
Yeah, the
so what do you load these organic Kissed by Angels?
Have you ever looked on the thing on the side of one of your shirts and it says...
hand wash in cold water
and then dry with tennis balls.
Lay flat to dry.
Dry with tennis balls. That's not on a shirt.
I've never heard.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Serena Williams collection.
I can't be with you on that one,
no,
Tom.
I need to see a piece of clothing that says dry.
I'm with you on the dry balls, but I don't think that I don't think anyone's ever put please wash with tennis or dry with tennis balls.
The clothes you are buying are so over.
I think
our
one
heads.
Of your dogs wrote that in Sharpie.
Crack open a fresh thing of pen tennis balls and throw them into the
I love tennis balls. How can we get shut up? I'll figure this out.
Someone else asked the back in my laundry room right now. There is a fresh pack of tennis balls. So I did a little research, and I found they make special balls just for this purpose. And they are indeed called dryer balls. They're big, puffy, white dryer balls.
Yes, I have seen them. However, I am going to fight you on the fabric softener leaves film on your clothes.
Listen, I was at my meeting of the Paranoia Society, of which I am the president.
You use the bounce free. There's nothing. No.
I would guess you're the president and only member because you don't trust anyone.
That's exactly right. That's why the Paranoia Club is a secret. The meetings are top secret, and I'm a quorum.
That's right.
That'd be a good t-shirt. I am a quorum.
That is a good
kind of an election thing.
Have you seen Mr. Steamy?
What's Mr. Steamy?
Mr. Steamy is you put something in this plastic ball, this high-grade plastic, you throw it in your dryer.
Yeah, that's cool.
And some of your clothes don't need ironed after that. It steams out.
We're doing ironing. We're doing laundry talk right now?
That's what we're doing.
Well, let's talk with our guest. Steve Ranazzisi is at the brand new
Helium
Comedy Club downtown Indianapolis. Once again, you kind of get in. It's over by St. Elmo's and in the... In
Georgia and Meridian.
Yes, it's on Georgia Street is what the original...
But it's inside the building.
Yeah.
No, it's right in the middle of the street.
No, we do it on the streets.
It's kind of like the Today Show when they have a musical guest.
He said that like they didn't take American... It's inside the building now. Let's not leave that out.
Yeah. Now, let's face it. You guys have played some pretty crappy gigs.
I put that in my rider now. I got to be inside.
Yes or no, Brent or Hune, have you ever played an outdoor gig as a comedian?
Yes.
Have you played that nudist camp?
Yeah, I've done a nudist resort. Yes.
What?
It was This was inside. This was February.
Oh. So Roselawn? Is that where you were?
No.
You're new too?
Yeah.
And then they're all new too.
Yeah.
This is real. You think we're kidding?
There is a
gig. A bunch of guys that have come through here have done. There is a resort in Indiana, right?
Roselawn, yeah.
And they will have comedians. The comedian does not have to take his or her clothes off, but you have that option.
You chose to be naked.
Well, yeah, I wasn't chose, but people are like, you're going to go naked, right? Like, there was somebody.
Oh, they peer pressured you.
Yeah.
So you did do it naked?
Yeah.
Did you get a standing ovation? It's probably a different thing there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. There was a lot of guys Porky Piggin.
Oh, okay.
I judge that show Roast Battle naked. They do a naked roast battle where the contestants are naked and the judges are naked. And it's, you do it. And so I judged naked, but it was like all the audience members had clothes on. I don't know how I'd feel about, was it weird looking at them or did you feel more weird looking at, like knowing that you were naked?
Well, it was weird because, you know, you're looking at the audience and usually they're clothed, but then you're like.
Yeah, exactly.
That is weird.
Yeah.
No way.
Like,
wow.
Where do you look at them?
Did you look at their eyes?
Yeah.
No.
Did you go out there and say,
wait, where am I supposed to look at them?
While looking at this giant nude audience, did you go, okay, I'm about to do my closer. Speaking of closer, ma'am, you might want to get some mosquito netting on that.
Oh, jeez.
Here, take my beard.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Take my beard, please.
I know Steve Ranazzisi, you're an actor, you're a comedian, you are on the league, and you're going to be this evening, at Helium indoors, of course, not to mention tomorrow and Saturday. But you are now living in Los Angeles, California, where you guys have filmed. But that's a New York Yankee cap, I presume. I'm guessing then you are a native New Yorker.
I am. I grew up in New York.
So, and you are a Yankee fan, or just
Yankees,
like
Giants, Rangers, and Knicks is how it breaks for me. And then St. John's. But then we lost last night, so my whole bracket's busted. I had him going to the Final Four.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
No, I did not go that far, but I didn't go into the second round, so I did lose. I've already lost a game that hasn't even happened yet.
Are there any other teams from the metropolitan New York in the Final 64?
I'm trying to think. Syracuse is not really, that's
New York. Metro New York.
Yeah, not Metro. No. Yeah. I mean, Rutgers is not in it.
Columbia not in it. My Lions didn't make it.
No.
Yale's in it.
That's a little far from New York.
I know, but
Harvard beat Georgetown in NIT the other day. Harvard beat Georgetown.
Huh?
Hey.
There it is. That's something for you.
My brother played in the Harvard basketball team, so they weren't any good then particularly. But
what's their mascot?
The Veritas logo.
Oh, wow.
Of course. Yes.
The Harvard Pretentious.
Yes. The Crimson Veritas. The point being, you are a Yankee fan?
Yes, I am.
You take a lot of grief for that?
No. Why would I? I mean, it's just the most hated sports franchise, probably, next to the Patriots. Maybe tied with the Patriots now. But, I take enough grief for it, but so what?
Okay.
We're winners.
Did you see the...
used to be.
Did you see the sports section yesterday?
No, what's on the...
The $420 million man.
I put it on my son's... I slid it under his door yesterday. I go, keep that elbow down.
Talking about
keep that
Trout,
swing
dude?
Level. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Trout.
12 years, $430 million.
Couldn't you buy a baseball team for that much money?
No, not now.
Yeah.
If you had a time machine, you'd have to buy the time machine and go back.
How far? I mean, that's a lot of money.
George Steinbrenner bought the Yankees in 1975, I think, for $10 million.
Wow.
They're worth billions now?
Five or six, I think, the most valued franchise in the world.
Whoa.
And the most hated, I think. So I think it goes hand in hand. But
Cowboys
are
around $3 billion?
Yeah, a couple billion dollars. But
at least George Steinbrenner didn't get caught getting a handy next to the Dollar General. And
the key there is didn't get caught. You don't know what George Steinbrenner did.
Trust me, he did way worse things in his own office, I'm sure, to George.
Okay, he wants to kill another employee. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah.
Poor Billy Martin got fired five times and hired five times. I think he probably would have rather done Asian Orchard.
Hilarious. Once again, Fort Wayne Comedy Club for Brent Terhune. Mm-hmm. No, I'm a little confused. Is that Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
Okay.
And then Friday. Bay Mills Casino.
Michigan. Okay.
Yeah.